So last week, it was group therapy. Lucy was needing advice on why her boyfriend of 2 months hasn't kissed her yet. They've been out on a dozen dates. There have been plenty of opportunity. Nothing. Do you remember what? Okay, so how did we leave it with her?
We said you kiss him. You initiate it.
Yeah.
Take the bull by the horns and then see what happens.
Yeah, that's what I feel like we landed on. So anyways, we got an update.
She says, hey, Ben and Kelly, thank you so much for talking about my situation.
Mm-hmm.
I read all the posts and enjoyed reading about several listeners who took it slow and had been together for years and years.
Yay.
That's really promising. Made me think, okay, I can wait and it'll happen when it happens. But then all the comments, yours included, that said, just ask him and go for it. Mm. Plus, you told me that you were going to check back with me, so I needed to have an update for you, LOL. So that's what I decided to do.
Wow. So, talk about pressure.
A little bit.
I think we did.
Uh-huh. So we're hanging out, having a couple of drinks, and I just ask him why we haven't kissed yet.
Mm.
And he actually said, you want to? I didn't think you were ready.
No.
Apparently, he thought I was giving off vibes that said no, and so he wasn't even approaching the subject. How sweet.
Oh, wow. Okay.
He was cool with just hanging and going with the flow and waiting. I found it a little weird that he didn't even make some sort of move. I didn't anticipate how awkward that conversation would be.
Oh.
OMG, I just wanted to curl up and disappear.
Okay.
He also said that he had an ex who told him that he had chronic bad breath.
Oh.
I told him I couldn't tell and asked him to let me smell it. LOL. And that's all it took.
Oh. Uh-huh.
We kissed. It was very nice.
That's great.
As I'm writing this, I can't believe I'm telling you this, but yeah, we did more than kiss.
Oh.
Hey-oh.
Oh. No.
Okay, that's all for me. Thank you, Ben and Kelly.
What a line.
Wow.
Well, I mean, I could understand that he was a little self-conscious of like, you know, maybe my breath, you know, I don't want it to be a thing because he was still scarred from someone else's comment.
Yes, that kind of a comment can like stick with you and make you really self-conscious forever.
What if she would have been like, I couldn't tell here, let me smell. And he goes, and she's like,
and you're like, she had a point there. She had a point there.
She like barfs in her mouth a little bit, like, oh.
Or we carry with us one of those little breath sprays. We say, here, let me help you out with that.
Yeah.
And then it's fine.
Yeah.
There are ways to cure that. But it sounds like it's not a problem for her.
Yeah, it sounds like they've gotten over that hump.
Yep. And
what, and under that hump.
Okay.
And they're doing all right.
All right.
So thank you for the update, Lucy. So we had some carryover comments from last week where we kind of morphed it into an awkward first kiss story.
Which I thought, I was like, this is not a good idea because we're going to make her super self-conscious and like scare her off from doing it.
Yeah. Yeah. But we've got a couple more that I wanted to touch on because they're just hysterical. And if you've got an awkward first kiss story you want to relay, feel free to text it or call 502-795-1997. Would love to hear your stories coming up. So we just got an update from Lucy, who was worried about the fact that she had been seeing this guy for 2 months. They'd been on about a dozen dates. They hadn't kissed. And so he admitted to her that he had an ex that was like, well, you got chronic bad breath. And so he was also trying to just kind of play it cool. And
yeah, he thought that she wasn't ready. She was giving off vibes like, I'm not ready for that.
Right, exactly. So anyways, long story short, they wound up kissing. So that's good. Yay. But we were talking about this last week, and there were some holdovers from last week also from your awkward first kiss story. And want to get to a few here. First off, Josiah, how old are you?
I'm 15 years old.
You have a very masculine voice for 15.
Thank you.
I wish I had that when I was your age.
So my awkward first kiss story was that it was this past spring at school, and there was a girl I really liked, And so on one of the last days of school, I went and gave her a hug, and I went to kiss her, but I missed, and so I ended up kissing her ear.
Oh, gosh.
And it was really awkward.
Aw, but that can kind of be, you could kind of play it off and like, oh, hey, I was just trying to kiss your cheek and whatever, blah, 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 so.
Yeah, that's what I kind of tried to do, but it was still kind of awkward.
All right, thank you, Josiah.
Oh, bless his heart, and oh my gosh, he's 15, and I have a son that's approaching that age, and I'm starting to get hives. The thought of that, like,
think about you when you were that age.
No, I don't want to. No,
I'm just saying.
No,
it's natural. It's nature.
No. Another one. I'm ready for the nature to be hitting my children.
Another listener. He was my best friend since seventh grade. We went to the movies, Superbad, with another friend of mine. And I decided now or never. So I went for it, and he happened to burp right as I did so.
Oh, my gosh.
He had just had a roast beef sandwich, how I pictured it.
Oh, no, all of that bad. And then what's the third wheel thinking? I mean, there's the friend that's there,
oh
too.
Oh, my gosh. It's just
all
bad. Like, burp.
Oh,
well, you know, maybe he was startled, and he was like, whoa, burp.
Oh, not good timing. Let's pick another time.
Here's another one. I was about 8. She was a year older.
8? 8? Oh, my gosh.
I was about 8. She was a year older. She wanted to kiss. I did not. She told me if I didn't kiss her, the neighbor's horse would eat me. I reluctantly kissed her, then ran home. That horse never got me.
Oh, wow. Well, no one wants to get eaten
by
a horse.
No!
I mean, what a horrible way to go.
Listen, if you don't, you see that horse over there? He'll eat you.
That is an interesting tactic that I wish we would have told Lucy since she could drop that little line.
Yeah, just say that you have a horse that if you don't kiss, will eat you. Oh, my gosh. That is good stuff.
Oh, Kelly from Crescent Hill said, I once had a guy kiss me on the forehead. Yeah. What is that, just a swing and a miss too? Or was that just a, I'm going to test it out with the forehead and see if she's receptive to that? And
yeah,
then maybe
I feel
I'll
like those are
way down her face.
Those are innocuous sort of gestures where you can start with like cheeks. You can start with a forehead.
Yeah.
I don't know. Forehead seems a little weirder than a cheek, maybe.
Yeah, she said it was awkward.
Yeah, I was going to say a forehead does seem like. Were you going in for a kiss and then he just take your head and just move it down so he could kiss your forehead?
Maybe, because then almost doesn't that feel like you've just immediately been friend zoned? That's what I would take it to mean.
It's like, oh, they're there.
Right.
There,
yeah.
There.
Oh, you're cute.
Yep, this is cute.
Uh-huh.
There. All right. Well, good stuff there. If you wanted to see some more of the comments, you'd have to dig to last week on our Facebook page, but at Ben and Kelly Show, we'll post the update there too. At WDJX.com, click listen. But Lucy, hey, sounds like everything's going your way.
And you didn't even have to threaten him. With a horse eating him.
That's right.
What a win-win.